A lot of people have been asking, particularly on social media, who's in the mask, as the television show goes. The straw man walking the streets of Sligo in recent weeks, and indeed the streets of Manor Hamilton as well, and Carrick and Shannon, we're told, walking the streets dressed as a straw man and drumming as well. The person involved has been in attendance at a number of events to oppose what organisers of the events call medical coercion. And I don't know if he's of the same opinion, but those involved in these rallies insist they're not strictly anti-vaccination, but they have issues with the vaccination process and the regulations in place. So let's find out who the person is. As I say, many have been speculation on his identity on social media. His name is Dermot, and he wishes to be introduced on our show this morning as the King of the Mad Manor Mummer Drummers, which is probably the most colourful introduction I have ever given to anyone on this show. Jeremy, good morning to you.
My who, Neil.
And welcome.
Per Kroga who. You're a brave man. You're a brave man to give a bit of space to people who don't quite agree what the old HSE are telling us.
Well, I don't know if it's bravery. I'll come to that in a moment. There are many, many people who feel that we shouldn't give you any platform this morning, but I'll come to that in a moment. But first of all, why are you dressed as a straw man, and why are you walking through the streets of some of our towns in the region?
Well, I'm dancing as well. People might have noticed, done a few jigs. I suppose several thousand people have heard me and other mummers, and they know exactly why we are doing what we're doing. Stop the stupid COVID regulations. Enough is enough. We're coming up to the second year of this. We were told 2 weeks. That's fair enough. But, you know, coming up to 2 years, certain people seem to be making an awful lot of money from the COVID, and certain personality types enjoy telling other people what to do.
Okay,
they
enjoy bringing the
HSE to snitch on their neighbours because they had a visitor over for tea, or the two grandchildren went to visit the granny, or Mary Jones got a new haircut, which is illegal under the current regulations. So certain people enjoy this power and domination and informing on other people. And I'd advise those people, you know, to rein their necks in a little bit. We don't need any snitches.
Okay, so it's the regulations, Jeremy, you have a problem with. Are you anti-vaccination, or are you in a position to answer that question? Are you one of these anti-vaxxers, so-called, or is it the regulations you have a problem
with? I've lost count of how many vaccines I've had in my childhood and so on. They don't seem to have done me any harm. I seem to be perfectly normal and all the rest of it. But having said that, I'm also very aware that people do get damaged by vaccines. There have been some very high-profile cases. People have been brain damaged by vaccines. Yeah. People have died.
Okay, lives have been saved as well.
As far as we can make out, friends of mine who've researched this matter, they reckon that the official statistics for the people who have died in the 26 counties, which they reckon are probably underestimated by a factor of 10, but they reckon it's around the 100 mark.
Okay. Well,
if there's 4 million people who have been vaccinated,
that is disputed,
that means,
as we know.
That the odds of dying after getting the vaccine are 1 in 50,000.
The odds
of winning the national lottery are 1 in 10 million.
Is there a more measured way of putting your view across?
To die after getting the vaccine, and you've odds of 1 in 10 million to win the national jackpot.
All right, okay. So, I'm wondering, and people are wondering, is there a more measured way of putting your point of view across, a less ostentatious way maybe, and a quieter way of making your point across?
Now, the other day I stopped outside all the pharmacies in central Sligo, and I said, I'm inviting anyone who believes the COVID regulations are a good idea to debate with me, to an open, public, scientific debate. Now, none of the pharmacists were available to debate at the time, but I repeat my invitation to anyone. Mm. Maybe we could host it on the radio here. Now, I'm, you know, not a high-level doctor or any of that kind of stuff. I'm a simple hill farmer in the slopes of the hills of Leitrim, but I think I am able to engage in a scientific debate with doctors and nurses and whatnot. And what I find very noticeable about the HSE, the Department of Health, the politicians, even our own locally elected representatives, is that when you put even a simple question about the stupid COVID regulations to them, they won't even answer. For example, friends of mine are aware that to distribute a medicine in the Republic of Ireland, not only do you need a European licence, you also need an Irish licence. And they've asked the Department of Health, that chairman, Mr. Stephen Donnelly, and all the local reps, can we have a look at a copy of the Irish licence for the vaccines? And
okay.
Mysteriously, it must be there somewhere, but they cannot seem to find the Irish licence for the distribution of the vaccine.
Okay, I want to ask you...
Technically speaking, the distribution of the vaccines is illegal because there's no Irish licence.
Okay.
So maybe the Irish licence is there somewhere. I'll be going up to the Vax Centre in Sligo and asking them shortly.
Okay,
guys, I'm looking for a copy of the Irish distribution licence for the vaccine. The guys in Dublin don't have it. The Minister for Health doesn't have it. Paul Reid and Carrick and Shannon doesn't have it. Do you guys have it there in the Sligo Vaccine Centre?
I want to ask you a broader question, and you mentioned the bravery of having various points of view on air. In our case, we have been castigated, I can tell you, and I'm sure you know, on social media for even daring to ask you in our show this morning, even aside from the fact that people were curious as to who you were, many suggesting that we've no right or business interviewing you at all, and for us to make your views known is wrong. Just a sample of just some of the messages coming our way this morning. Shocked that Ocean FM are giving this person airtime. Anything to boost rates. Someone else says, showcasing this individual during a time when people are grieving that they've lost to COVID is insensitive and irresponsible broadcasting. And it goes on and on like that. How do you respond to that? A lot of people obviously not only disagree with you, but believe your voice shouldn't be heard. The voices of people with similar points of view shouldn't be heard.
Well, there are certain personality types who enjoy domination and bullying of others. And these are the personality types who are writing into you today complaining about me.
Okay, the drumming aspect is coming up as well. There are some who fear or who feel that your drumming, the sheer loudness of your drumming, is a nuisance in certain areas, particularly in Carrick and Shannon, some of our listeners are saying. Are you disturbing people by the loud nature of your drumming protesting, if that's what it is? Maybe it's not a form of protest.
Well, the people responsible for the loudness levels on the streets and so on, in a sense, are the Garda Síochána. And I have put a smile on the face of every single member of the Garda Síochána I've come in contact with. The Garda Síochána have had it up to here with the stupid COVID regulations. They are being called by snitches and busybodies and little Hitlers and curtain twitchers to drive out and investigate people who are having a picnic, having a swim in the lake, having a little prayer service. And the Gardaí are sickened by it, sickened by these snitches and informers. Now, in terms of the technical decibel levels and so on, chainsaws, jackhammers, a big truck starting off in first gear, low-flying helicopters coming in from Enniskillen with mysterious Englishmen on board. All these things make a lot more noise than my little snare drum.
A final question, Dermot, and we only know you by your first name. There are some who suggest that there's an irony that here we have an anti-masker, if you are indeed an anti-masker, himself disguised himself within a mask. What would be your response to that?
I should just let everyone know that I'm strongly in favour of the pro-life position. But in the anti-lockdown movement, there's plenty of people who are strongly pro-choice. And we get on absolutely fine. We disagree on the abortion issue, but we're 100% united that it's time to stop the stupid COVID regulations. For people who want my identity, that's no problem. I have published a book, Oscailge. It's called Scailta Granwer Fui Naginvil Chori, Amusing Stories About the Abortionists. It's available in three local shops Liber, great independent local store in O'Connell Street in Sligo. I think it's called The Reading Room, a little independent store in Carrick and Shannon, and Cost Cutters in Manor Hamilton. Scalta Granwer Fui na Ginville Tory, Dermot McConville, €20. It's a bargain. I strongly advise everyone to run out and get a copy.
Okay.
Also, just to let everyone know that there are two events coming up this weekend. There's a gathering with music, dancing, speakers, starting in the town hall in Sligo at 2 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we'll be going up Knocknarea round about 12 o'clock. And it's time to stop the stupid COVID regulations.
Okay, all right.
I know lots of vaccinated people who will be there on the march. Enough is enough. You know, it's almost 2 years now. If anyone is worried about COVID, fair enough, put your mask on. But it's time to stop the stupid COVID regulations.
Okay, all right, Gerard, thanks.
Make the money out of it.